Hey, Butter, you know, we were talking about finding a lawyer the other day?
Yeah, I remember. About starting our own business, eh?
Well, brother, have you heard of them Mob in Cairns who won Indigenous Lawyer of the Year? They can help you out with contract leases, debt recovery, and heaps of other legal stuff. And they can help you out with native title and property law.
Hey, that's Minadeli. They can help me out so much.
For more information, jump onto their website, www.marawalaw.com.au, or give them a call, 4041-3088.
And hey, make sure you tell your friends about them.
Station sponsor. We get what we
deserve. Mum, take me to Kindy Zone.
Cairns' newest kindy and childcare is here and your kids will love it. With bachelor-qualified teachers and educational programs, Kindy Zone has everything. From dance and art classes, a beautiful garden area and their very own supervised water park. Your kids are always well cared for and educated, supplied morning and afternoon tea and a free bus to and from Kindy Zone. Enroll now and you'll get the first month free.
Mum, take me to Kindy Zone.
42 42 11 11. kindyzone.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me.
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to the Murray Grapevine. We're talking National Talk Black in your yarning circle. Give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. We're live here from the Aboriginal radio station here in Cairns. BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country as we welcome you back. Have your say, yarn up strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's open up the deadly program with the Arakoon Mob, Black, Strong and Deadly. I heard that.
Yo, 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 I'm a fan. Nintwe, Ngai Yang, with a Kang Kang crew from Arakoon.
Hey,
yeah, mob, yeah, mob.
We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud.
We sing and we dance from the town to the push. Winching them up did Sarah push. One of them dance and fly like a bird. Up over the land and the whistle that you heard is the sound of the Kang Kang, call of the eagle, dangerous and proud. The totem of my people when I'm hunting. I can see you from a distance, bring back the food from my brothers and my sisters.
We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud.
I'm a Kang Kang tutor from around the way, and I socialize and I rap all day. With a wicked from Arakoon, just shake a leg to the funky tune. Flick flick kumbala past the cup. Come on with people, turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Waterman crew is not the rum gang.
We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud.
We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, turn the beat up loud. We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, turn the beat up loud.
I'm a strong, independent woman from Cape York, a leader in progress for the future. You can see that spotlight shining on me. The blacker, the berry, the cuter. Rising up for my people, being their voice, paving the way for my children. Winona, Hannah, Salome, Jose. These strong families that we're building. There ain't no stopping me, youpla. My people, our culture, their future. Kang Kang Matakuz, I told ya. You never get the best of my culture.
We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud.
We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're Black, we're Strong, we're Proud. With people,
tell the beat up loud.
Go!
Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Yes, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416, number of your deadly program. National Talk Black, an opportunity for you to have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. 1-800-422-416. Murray excited here, getting away with myself. Deadly program, it's go across the country, thanks to NERS, and it's a platform, a yarning circle for our mob, which goes across the country. You can have your say and yarn up strong. That deadly track there, Arakoon, Black Strong and Proud. Big shout out to the mob, Arakoon, and I hope you're all travelling well up that way. This is your deadly program, and we're going across the nation, thanks to NERS, and we are here till 12 noon for this deadly program. 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Monday to Friday, here in Queensland time. But Murray time, any time for you mob out there to give us a call and have you saying yarn up strong. What other news we got here is Brewerina Mission. Open Day connects past and present to Indigenous culture and heritage. The organisers of the inaugural Open Day at one of Australia's largest former Aboriginal missions hope that the event will become a national movement towards Indigenous reconciliation. Australian National University researcher Brahmi Williamson helped to establish the Open Day at Brewerina, which was home to the oldest institutional type community in New South Wales. Aboriginal people and children from across far western New South Wales were taken from their families to the mission, which operated from 1886 to 1966. Up until 100 people from New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT travelled to the Open Day, which was held during the Easter long weekend. Mr. Williamson, whose grandfather grew up on the reserve, said it's our aim to reflect on the confronting history of site, as well as forge a way forward to promote culture and family heritage. He said since the event, other Indigenous people have contacted him about hosting Open Days at various other former mission sites. I think there is a real opportunity here to turn this into a bit of a larger movement for Aboriginal people and communities, reclaiming the spaces that have such a huge ongoing impact on the community members, on their families, Mr. Williams said. By anything recognising our mob, I think it's a thumbs up with that, and congratulations to the Brewerina Mission and all the mob that who support in helping that come to fruition as such inaugural event it is, and hopefully a mass movement across this deadly country of ours. Have your say, you mob, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Going to go to a call on the line. Who we got? We got Joseph. Joseph, good morning.
Oh, how are you, Trevor?
I'm fantastic. How are you going, Joseph?
Nice weather, eh?
Up here, yeah. Where are you? You're in Sydney still?
Yeah.
It's a bit overcast here in Cairns, sunny North Queensland. They lied to us. And we've got liquid sunshine at the moment, brother.
How are you? Very good, brother.
How are you going?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, there's no point complaining, Trevor, because it don't get you nowhere, really, does
well,
it?
Well, no one listens, eh? But I'm all ears, brother. I'm all ears. Get off your chest. Let it all out.
Oh, that's funny, eh, Trev? That's a blowout. Anyway, it's good to have a laugh, eh, Trevor?
Well, you got to have a laugh, brother. Laugh is a fantastic medicine.
Yeah, I like your accent, Trevor. It's pretty good, eh?
Murray accent?
Yeah. Have you always had it, eh? Obviously.
Yeah, I came out of my beautiful mother's womb, and there it was, brother.
Yeah,
with me forever, yeah, brother, yes. My mother's with me in spirit, brother.
Yeah, you're good family people, you know, because my best mate at school, he was Aborigine, eh?
Mm.
And me and him went everywhere together. We used to go, well, we were pigeon lovers.
Pigeon lovers, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of a Mike Tyson feel there.
He loves pigeons too, does he?
He does, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, me and me best mate. It's been a while now, but I'd love to run into him again one day.
Mm.
But anyway, it will happen. I believe it will happen anyway. But, hey, Trevor, you know what I wanted to talk about?
What's that, mate?
You know how, did you know, Trevor, that the government are growing and cultivating marijuana now?
For medicine purposes, eh?
Wonder what took them so long.
Well, I reckon it's a good medicine, brother.
Yeah.
They're making it legal for medical reasons.
Yeah. You know that Parkinson's disease?
Mm.
Where, you know...
Apparently that's a good remedy for Parkinson's disease. Yeah.
The oil. Apparently the oil, Trevor, from the plant... Now, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't touch nothing, right?
Mm. Likewise, yep.
But I'm not against it, because the fact is that when it helps people in with palm, I call it palm. I don't know how to pronounce words sometimes, Trevor.
Mm.
What do they call it? Where the youth shakes?
With the sorry?
You know how Parkinson's?
Parkinson's, Parkinson's.
Parkinson's,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep, yep.
It stops them from shaking?
Yes, apparently so. And I've seen it in action, you know, in regard to news reports and what have you. Yes.
And I've seen it on YouTube as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
They put it under the gentleman, I call him a gentleman, under his tongue, the oil, and within, I think, probably around about a minute, Trevor, he stopped shaking. He started talking like you and me.
Yes.
And now, I mean, a lot of people have seen that. But at the same time, it helps also children who have fits and, you know, people like that. Because the medical pharmacies, I call them, because every time you come out of the doctor, the chemist guy across the road is waiting for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's right. They all work hand in hand, don't they?
So, and the drug company, which I am not a fan of, because I don't believe they're there for the people, to be honest with you, Trevor.
Well, it's a money-making machine, isn't it?
Yes, and I've spoken to a few people that used to deliver the drug to, you know, different places, chemists and other places like that, and they told me how their family suffered because of the side effects from a lot of the drugs and things like that. And I know for a fact, Trevor, that a lot of the drug companies know for a fact that marijuana oil and different plants, how much it can benefit the people, but because there's no money in it for them, why would we want to help the people? Why would we want to help children with cancer?
Yes.
At Westmead Children's Hospital, my son spent a bit of time in there, right?
Yes.
Why would they want to help them? I mean, how many people would have put out of work if they found a cure for cancer?
Exactly.
How many people would be out of work if they found a cure for shake, rattle and roll, if you know what I mean?
So what are you saying? Do you reckon there's a cure out there for cancer, but they're keeping it under the pump, so to speak?
Come on, Trevor. We're old enough to know better, eh?
I mean, that's a money-making machine too, isn't it?
How many times on the news they've showed us that, oh, look, we found a cure for this cancer now. It used to be $100,000, but we'll give it to you for $40. So are they playing games with us, or are they just having us on? And then when you do go to the doctor, because I know some people that do have lung cancer, well, of course, self-inflicted, and some are not self-inflicted neither. And they've gone to their doctor, and the doctor says, oh, we can't help you with that. Yours is a very aggressive, because there's around about 62 types of cancer, Trevor. So they may have cure for maybe a couple of them, right, that are not aggressive, but maybe as for the aggressive type of cancer, obviously they don't have a cure for that. But if we get back to the marijuana oil, and of course... I don't want the young people out there, Trevor, thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm going to keep smoking marijuana, because it's got nothing to do with that, because I don't believe that young people should drive a motor vehicle under the influence of being off their head on making marijuana, which is a lot of it's hydro grown with chemicals in it, which can cause them to not go around a roundabout real good, Trevor. Hit a footpath because they're off their head, and you've got to expect, Trevor, the police to be aware of these particular young people, and not only young people, old people as well, that smoke it. It's against the law, so that's all there is to it. But as for medical research, and as for people who have the shake, who have fits, and that, come on. Do the drug companies, I say, Trevor, they better get their finger out and start helping these people, and not coming up with, oh, he's got Parkinson's, oh, she's got this, oh, that poor kid's shaking. Well, come on.
Well, and providing that people don't abuse it in regard to if it's for medical purposes and to help people with their sickness, then yes, go for it. But for those people using it as entertainment, so to speak, and the a drug-free highway, no-go zone there, you know. It's for medical reasons and medical reasons only.
Yeah, but the problem is, who's going to... All right, the government are growing it now, right? Oh, of course, there's a lot of money in it now, isn't it? So the government grow it, and so what are they going to do? Oh, hang on a minute, Trevor. You can have it, but I can't. She can have it, but the other one can't.
Well, so for medical reasons, you can have it. If you're diagnosed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't know if they're going to give it to you. Oh, no, you don't need it, mate. You've only got a little bit of shake. You know what I'm saying, Trevor?
Yeah, sure, I hear you. Yeah. They can police it that way, you know?
You don't need it. Your neck's only shaking a little bit. Once it gets really shaky...
Come back and see me. Come back and see me. I hear you, brother, but yes. Good conversation.
All right, Trevor.
All right, brother. Nice talking to you. All the best to you, Joseph. Thank you.
Yeah, you too, guys. Love is all right.
All right, too deadly. That's Joseph, regular caller, and he's calling from Sydney, and he has been quiet, but he's back on the scene, so which is great to hear from him, and look, I'd like to hear from you, Mob. Give us a call on that number, 1-800-422-416, and look, add to that conversation in regard to marijuana being out there as a drug for medical purposes. If you want to add to that conversation, please do so. You agree with that, disagree, and if so, how do we police that in that sense? Your daily number here is 1-800-422-416, the number of your daily program. It is National Talk Black. The Murray Grapevine, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from Macquarie. Taking right through 12 in Queensland time, 11:21 here in Queensland. Let's go to Bulla Pete's, Monkey and the Turtle.
Hey, monkey, where you go? Come here, pass. Come here, you go sit down your yarn, story for the flyer. You scared me to talk to what?
Thank you. Call us now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. National Talk Black.
1-800-422-416, that's the number you need to call if you want to have your say, yarn up strong, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here from the Aboriginal radio station here in Cairns, Beebam Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. That daily track there, Bala Pete's, big shout out Bala Pete's, Monkey Natoto, and we're taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time. Voice for our people, do utilise it, 1-800-422-416. What other yarns we've got here? Nice shot of Indigenous AFL player Cyril Rioli. Tiwi Islands, a feature of Hawke's shirt. Hawthorn Indigenous star Cyril Rioli has played a hand in the jersey. The Hawks will wear in the Sir Douglas Nicholls Indigenous round. The design is dedicated to Rioli's home, the Tiwi Islands. I was approached by the club that they were going to base the jumper around me, Rioli said. I knew someone, Annie Lou, Jennifer Coombs, who's a true Tiwi person. She's done an amazing job in getting the design together. It's turned out really great. The design features two prominent aspects of the Tiwi culture, Pukupani, poles that is, and the Kulumana ceremony. The Pukupani poles are sort of the replacement for tombstones, Rioli said, and during the burials, that's where you'll see the poles. They represented some of our elders who passed away. They mean a lot to the Tiwi culture. The Kulumana Yam ceremony designs represented in the circles represent the ceremonies which are about when people pass away. The jersey also has the words Nagawa Panaraji Yogala, translated to "We love our footy" on the inside of the jumper. Footy is a big part of Tiwi culture and life up there, from when you start walking to when you kick the football. Knowing the a lot of people have put the Tiwi Islands on the map, this is just another step. The Doug Nicholls round is named after the former Fitzroy player. The round will be a week-long celebration of Indigenous players, starting on Sunday, May 27, and running through to the following Sunday. So big shout out to Tiwi Islands, and also congratulations there with Cyril Rioli doing his bit there for his mob up there in the Tiwi Islands. Have your say, yarn up strong, new mob, here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to have your say. All is here for your voice, your topic that you want to talk about, all he hears on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416. Let's go. Big shout out there to all the mob there at Yarrabah. And let's go to the Bay Boys with Get It On. Two deadly, you brothers.
Says she wanna get it on tonight. Says she want it all the time. Yeah, we could hit it on the south side, cause that's the best side. Cause I'ma do your body right. And girl, you know, yeah, call me whenever you're alone.
Whenever you're alone.
Cause girl, you know, we can get it on all night long.
I said, you can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we gon' get it on tonight. Yeah, you can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we can get it.
On the south side, cause shawty is the best side. You already know what we gon' do. We gon' get it on tonight, girl. We gon' get it on tonight, girl. Yeah, yeah.
Cause you know what to do. Party all night, you ain't gotta act a fool. Boys on the side, they be playing it cool. Shawty looking right, shawty looking brand new. I be getting deja vu from the first time I seen your pretty eyes in the south side. Playing on my mind, wanna make you mine. Can I get it all the time? Hey,
says she wanna get it on tonight. Says she want it all the time. Yeah, we can hit it on the south side, cause that's the best side. Cause I'ma do your body right.
And girl, you know, call me whenever you're alone.
Whenever you're alone.
Cause girl, you know, get it on all night long.
I said, you can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we gon' get it on tonight.
Yeah.
You can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we can get it on tonight.
Yeah.
You can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we can get it on tonight.
Yeah.
You can tell your girlfriend to tell your girlfriend that we gon' get it
like my style right now. And we can get it on, get it on right now.
We can get it on right now.
Your body is calling my name right now. Yeah, we can get it on till the sun goes down.
The sun goes down.
Yeah, we can get it on, get it on right now, right now, right now.
Yeah, Bay Boys, get it on here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Taking right through 12 noon Queensland time on your daily program, National Talk Black. Going to speak to another Murray from the Curry. Got Sinead Sutton on the line, Indigenous artist. Very good morning, Sinead. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My name's Sinead Sutton. I'm from Bundaberg, but my mob's Kalkadoon people from Mount Isa.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. My sister, Indigenous artist, you are. We had a yarn before the Commonwealth Games in regarding your work being with the Commonwealth Games, I think, on the mascot. Look, we're in the thick of things now at the moment with the Commonwealth Games. You must be very proud, sister.
Oh, yes, very, very proud. It's fantastic to see Borrowby's footprints everywhere. They've got the Borrowby fan trails and his handprints. They've got that for the volunteers to direct people to where to go.
Yes.
I also did a large piece with the volunteers as well.
Good.
Which took about 6 months to get all their fingerprints. There's 20,000 on total. And
fantastic.
That's finally on display here at the Athletes Village. So it's so good to see.
Fantastic. So for anybody travelling down that way, look, is it open for the public to go in there, or is it only for the athletes? Is what you're talking about, that mural?
It's only for the athletes
at this stage.
Dignitaries and the families and that.
All right. Cool.
But after the Commonwealth Games,
yep.
That will go on display at the new arts and cultural precinct that they're building here on the Gold Coast. So that way everyone can go back and enjoy it. And it'll be like a lasting legacy for the Games.
Fantastic. I mean, what's the Games all about? Commonwealth Games, Olympic Games, it brings people together from all races. It's a fantastic vehicle. And look, that's a great concept, what you did regarding handprints and, you know, and making it all happen. Like I said, you've got to be pretty excited about it and proud about it. What's the family thought on it?
Yeah, they're all thrilled. I've actually got my dad here with me. He's my manager and chauffeur and photographer. He's doing a fantastic job taking photos.
Yes.
I'm actually here at the Athletes Village at the moment. I'm doing a similar concept as what I did with the volunteers,
mm-hmm.
except with the athletes and dignitaries and everyone here at the village as well.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
The other day I had
yep.
Prince Charles come through and add a fingerprint to the painting.
Oh, Charlie dropped in, eh? Charlie dropped in.
Yeah. And then his younger brother, Prince Edward, came and added a fingerprint yesterday too.
Oh, did he?
So it's been pretty good. And all the medal winners have been coming back and adding their fingerprints. I've got like a special circle, gold, silver and bronze for the mm-hmm. medal winners.
Yes.
So I've got to meet quite a few of those people too. So it's been fantastic, an absolutely amazing experience.
To Delhi. Now tell us about Borrowby. Is that the pronunciation of Borrowby?
Yeah,
Koala?
Yeah. There's many different pronunciations, but people generally call him Borrowby.
Borrowby, yep. So tell us about and the meaning behind it.
Well, on his feet, there's each country of the Commonwealth is represented by the community symbols. There's a man and a woman athlete sitting around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lines coming from those community symbols represent the athletes travelling to the Games, with sprinkled dots on the feet representing the different spectators and supporters that also travel to the Games.
Fantastic.
On his hands,
there's
a large community symbol, and that represents the Gold Coast and the Commonwealth Games. And the lines across his fingers represent the 11 days of the Games as well, with the spectators and supporters, again, represented by the dots that are sprinkled all over them.
Mm. So we're talking connection in more ways than one, sister.
Yeah,
coming together. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. So the piece that I'm actually doing with the athletes, I think that one's a really special one too, because it's a timeline of Australia.
Mm.
It's something that I wanted to share with all these people and athletes from different countries.
Yes.
So it basically represents over 65,000 years of culture. It's a big rainbow serpent.
Mm.
And its tail starts off in the dream time. And then it goes through different significant points in time, like the first fire, the use of the returning boomerang, the megafauna, and then at the tip of the snake's head is colonisation at 250 years ago. So it shows all the culture and history that was part of Australia before colonisation. And then it's got present-day Australia with a big community symbol in the centre representing the Commonwealth Games and the Gold Coast. And then everyone's adding their fingerprints to large circles. There's 11 of them, and they represent the 11 days of the game. So it's sort of another way to bring everyone together from all these different countries to create an amazing piece of artwork.
You know, and I think it's so fantastic, you know, and you're using your stories and your people, and indigenous culture is strong in this country, you know. Do you feel, what's your take in a political question, what's your take on regarding Pauline Hanson? I think it was a bit of an overkill in regarding the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games, and in regard to the indigenous flavour was a bit too much. What's your take on that, sister?
I think it was, the opening ceremony was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Like, seeing all the Indigenous involvement and everything that everyone had to offer was fantastic, and it's something that the whole world had to see. Mm. Like, Indigenous culture is Australia. It's part of Australia. So it's something that you can't just cover up, something that everyone needed to see.
And well, we're talking about the beginning of time, and here we are opening the beginning of the Commonwealth Game. It's a nice touch, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I've heard a lot of fantastic reviews about it, so it's been great. And seeing all the Indigenous involvement in the games too has been absolutely fantastic. It makes you very proud.
And then if you look at the Commonwealth Games, if opening anywhere else since day became, between time became, you know, even with Olympics, you'll have, whether it be in America, American Indians, or in Africa, African dance, I mean, we're talking about the culture, we're talking about the First Peoples. It's just a number one event, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it is something that all these athletes from all these different countries need to see and need to know.
True. So we're on the same page, my sister. Congratulations. Fantastic work. And what's the next chapter for you, sis?
Well, I'm currently having an exhibition at the Sofitel on Broadbeach as well. So there's like 40 of my most recent paintings on display there. Mm. I've got a few pieces on display at another smaller exhibition at FSG at Southport on the Gold Coast as well. So I've got a couple of pieces there too. Good. And they're having a fantastic little art show with artists from everywhere. And then after April, I've got a few things like commissions and projects that I've got to work on, but I can't reveal too much about those yet.
Oh, you can't let the cat out of the bag? Not just yet?
Not just yet.
Fantastic. Look, I'll be keeping an eye on your work. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Keep doing what you're doing, my sister. Represent is the word I like to use. Fantastic, and all the best to you, sis.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye, Shanae. Bye-bye. Deadly Yonder, Shanae Sutton, Indigenous artist, and Indigenous artwork featured in the Gold Coast for 2018 Commonwealth Games, and especially with the mascot. Look, it's great to see movement happening there with her beautiful work, and don't think it's an overkill at all in regard to Indigenous arts being in the Commonwealth Games or our culture. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All I'm saying is you're just too deadly, my brothers and sisters. And with that, let's go to this deadly track by the boys from Hopewell, Black Immies, the Deadly Brothers and Sisters.
This little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you bama, just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere in Cape York, from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west. 'Cause Black Image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I say, hey,
you follow too deadly now.
Oh yeah,
you follow too deadly now.
I say, hey,
you follow too deadly now.
You follow too deadly now.
Follow Too Deadly Now, the Deadly Brothers and Sisters. That's by Black Image here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black, your yarn in circle. The Deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Give us a call, have your say. Yarn up strong, yarn with yours truly. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here from the Aboriginal radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Robert Mailhammer, Western Sydney University, Associate Professor of Linguistics. And it broke my jaw trying to pronounce that. Indigenous languages come from just one common ancestor, researchers say. Online, Professor Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm very good. Thanks for coming to the program. So, confirming, Indigenous languages come from just one common ancestor, researchers say. We're talking about 250 tribes here. So how did you find this information out, or how did the research come about?
So we investigated the languages that are currently spoken today, and because we can see a lot of similarities, which are systematic, we can tell that the languages came from the same common source. It's a bit like if you compare humans, if you compare siblings, you know, two brothers and two sisters, you'll see a lot of similarities that are too many to put down to chance or to the fact that they know each other or something like that. So that sort of thing.
Now, I'm thinking along the lines of our mob used to do walkabout, walk across country. And so with that, coming from different tribes and got their own language, there's got to be some form of communication there. So there's got to be sort of like a mutual a conversation as such, a mutual language for conversations to be had, yes?
Well, traditionally what we can see in Indigenous Australia today, and I've been documenting Australian languages for over 10 years, what you see is you see multilingualism. You see that many people, traditional Indigenous people would have spoken a lot of different languages. So you wouldn't need one language to talk. It would be enough if people had enough knowledge of other languages so they can talk to each other. And that's what we see in Indigenous Australia today.
Sure. So crossover regarding education another man's country, you could say.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like if you're traveling and you have a passport, and to enter a country, you'd have to speak the other person's language. So that's how many people speak, four or five languages, not uncommon in Indigenous Australia.
All right, fantastic.
And all of those languages, they keep traces of the history. And that's why we want to keep those languages, because they can tell us about the rich history of Indigenous Australia.
So in the research as such, of course, there was communication and research with the traditional owners of the land, yes?
Yeah. We've been working with traditional owners and communities for a long time. So my colleague, Associate Professor Mark Harvey, has been working with communities in the Northern Territory for over 30, 40 years. Yeah.
And we're talking, you're finding
sorry,
it a lot.
There?
Can you hear me there, Professor? Professor
there?
Robert, yep, sorry. Professor Robert Mailhammer there. We're yarning about Indigenous languages coming from just one common ancestor, researchers say. So a very deep, in-depth conversation. And He's from the Western Sydney University Associate Professor of Linguistics. So their research is over about 10 odd years, and talking with our mob and talking with elders and all the different tribes. And as I know it, we had 250 tribes and we all had our own language. With walkabout and going across this deadly country of ours, we'd have conversation, whether it be trading or ceremonies or, you know, corroborees as such. You know, there's got to be communication going on. So there must be a mutual language as such. So, yeah, food for thought. But we'll try and get Professor Robert back online and see if we can continue that conversation. But if you've got anything to add regarding language or regarding your mob, I'd look like to hear from you. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. And like I said, we're live here from the Aboriginal radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media 98.7 FM via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. With that, let's go to the next deadly track here, Mornington Island, Back on Track. Yes, they are.
This Nikola Toby roaming around town. You don't wanna know me. See no changes coming to school and rapping it out. And never acting a fool. It's a hang with Bryson and the Lyle boys. When we're tearing it up, we make a deadly noise. The kids playing with toys, they held up kicking back. Just relaxing and chilling while I'm busting a rap.
Bring it back on the track. Luna and my boys just kicking a rap. Just bam, bam. As you go with the flow, tell your brother, whoa. Rap a rap with my bro.
Yeah, back on track, Mornington Island. We're going to catch up again with Professor Robert. You there, sir? Good morning, yes?
Yeah, sorry, the line just went.
Yeah, lost it, but you got out. got you back. So we are communicating, yes, we are. So in regard to the studies and in communication with traditional owners, talking the languages, we're talking about 10-odd years of research, so because it would have been some in-depth conversations.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting because you learn so much about the history, and a lot of the history that we can discover and we can research is also found in oral histories and in the languages that people speak. So the investigation of the languages brings out the fact that, you know, the languages all come back from one common ancestor.
Fantastic. And so,
that has interesting implications for history. Sorry.
Yeah, I was saying. So, with this finding, what do we do with this finding now? We put it through books, we put it through universities, we educate the people of the world?
Yeah, so what's interesting about this is the fact that all languages come from the same ancestor means that this ancestor must have been, you know, traveling. So, they must have traveling all around Australia and must have sort of spread all across the entire continent, and that's sort of interesting to think about when this happened and how this happened, you know, because traditionally we think that people have a close connection between language and culture and the land. So it would be interesting to think about what caused this massive spread across the entire continent.
Fantastic.
In prehistory, you know, several thousand years ago.
Yes, exactly. And so we are talking thousands and thousands of years ago, so it also cements the confirmation in regarding we, the traditional owners of the land, have been around for a long time in this country.
Yeah. So this diversity is old. It might not be as old as the settlement of the continent, but it's definitely, you know, thousands and thousands of years old. And clearly the languages that we have... that we can see and we can hear today still, those languages go back, you know, thousands and thousands of years, yeah.
Professor, did you find that the traditional owners were forthcoming regarding happy to deliver this information and talk about their language and talk about their existence as such?
Yes, because most traditional owners are really happy that the languages get recorded. Good. And that they get documented, because, you know, many languages, as you know, they're disappearing, and we often talk to the last remaining speakers so that all this knowledge is retained and passed on to the next generation. So they're very happy for us to do this, and we're very keen to do it, because it's an immense loss of knowledge of those languages.
Exactly.
Not just of the language, but also of the culture, of course. Mm. But, you know.
And the word that comes to mind, the word respect, of course, that was on the table?
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, that we as university professors, we go out and not to lecture people, but to
Thank
learn
you.
From them and to learn the languages. And we're very grateful that people share the languages with us and teach us the languages. Because, I mean, my colleague Mark and I, we're both speakers of those languages that we document, because we've been documenting them for so long that we can talk to these people.
Beautiful. So you are professors / come students.
Yeah, it's great. You know, that's good. You know, the teaching and learning always go together with research, and that's why we do it, because we love learning.
A beautiful conversation. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming to the program, Professor Robert, and congratulations to you and your colleagues.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a great day. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks, bye.
Dedly Yande, Professor Robert Mailhammer, Western Sydney University Associate Professor of Linguistics. And we're talking about Indigenous languages come from just one common ancestor, researchers say. Food for thought. Add to the conversation, whether you agree or disagree. I'd like to hear what you've got to say in regarding that topic. All ears here on your daily program, National Talkback, 1-800-422-416. We've got about 10 minutes left on the program, so squeeze in the call, have a say. Yarn up strong. What other information you got here? Kids on the streets finally have sense of place. Big shout out there to Jesse Martin, the founder. Kids are getting off the street thanks to the new community hub on Sheridan Street here in Cairns. The Nexus Centre has been work in the making for the Streets Movement Organisation Incorporation, which aims to provide a hub for troubled young people. Streets Movement Organisation founder and chief executive Jesse Martin said the centre was the first of its kind in Queensland. Having greater culture engagement in what makes this program possible, he says. The Nexus has been funded with the help of community donations and an education department grant, but now is seeking government funding. Federal Minister Federal Member for Leichhardt, Warren Inch, said was the kind of grassroots movement he wanted to support. These young fellas dragged themselves up from the street using their experiences, and it's been amazingly successful, he says. The Streets Movement is putting together a support program proposal to cover the $250,000 annual upkeep of Nexus, and working there with the youth there is Jesse Martin, doing a fantastic job. And as I always say, idle time and idle hands, devil's playground. So we can get our kids out there, get them active. That is a centre for boxing, for fitness, but it's a hub, a place where youth can go, catch up with mob and have a yarn and get inspired, because we're talking about positive input and positive output. Have you say yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Let's go to Troy and Travelling. Dedication is the word that we're looking for.
You're talking about treaty, but us far divided. We must unite as one. One Burma, but many tribes we fought. We are the yellow, black, and red. And we mustn't let people dictate with all different kind of legislations. No way. Essentially, I envisage united black nations. That's what we must achieve before we go sell ourselves cheap for the greed and hunger of the Dalai Lama fighting Bama. We must be smarter and come as one. Let's advance our black Australia. We've got to fight now for our rights, and if we want the rights, we must unite first together as one. Our voices will be stronger as one, and better the stands for our children. We must be strong now, and don't you dare be ashamed. You're a black Australia. I'm singing for the Maoris, the Kuris, the Noongars, the Nungas, and the Palawa people, and the Flapping Torres Strait Bomber from the Northern Territory and the Central Blacklands. I'm singing for the Maoris, the Kuris, the Noongar, the Nungas, and the Palawa people, and the Flapping Torres Strait Bomber from the Northern Territory and the Central Blacklands. It's evident my people are still dying, and little brown baby skins are still crying for a brand new day. To be given that opportunity, it should be mandatory for them fly sitting up and them seats sure. Essentially, I envisage a health education appointment worries will diminish for generations. See, autonomy will give us the chance to rise, and if we work in...
Yeah, dedication, Troy and Travelling here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We'll go to our next caller. We've got Selwyn. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning, brother. I'll try to be as quick as I can.
Yep.
Brother, you remember that Australasian Post article about they call it up the Helen Paradise, and... Sergeant Vernon tend to make comments that that a young black woman would ask somebody for a cigarette and knock him ass over the head. And they're a pack of dingoes, and Uncle Clary and I think McMillan and others, they went up to the cop shop and as protest, and I think Uncle Clary offered Glenn and Tim's out, one-on-one. Mm. You remember that, right?
Yeah, 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 I do recall, yes.
Okay, brother. You remember when Noah Pearson got forced to be removed? I was on those concrete horseshoe seatings outside, just outside the lounge, and I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember that then some Murray went up there and they again protested there outside the lounge, yeah, brother?
Okay, yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. And another one, brother, when Greg Reed hosted the show and there was a couple of letters in the King's Post using Gammon Blackwell name, Billy Mango and Lenny Creek, and there's an article on Marindu, and some of us went down there outside of King's Post and we had a little protest stand there outside there, brother. I'll tell you that story. Well, I'm telling you a story because in relation to, is it Ganyara, brother, on behalf of the traditional owners of Cairns? That's understandable. If they don't want to sanction any protests against the games that are some part of the game, some of the basketball are playing up here, that's fair enough. But we still can have protests, even though that they mightn't sanction any protests, eh, brother. Now, a protest is a way of giving the voices a voice, eh, brother?
Exactly, yes. And freedom of speech, too.
Yeah. And brother, that, you know, Cairns, brother, they had the 10th MC, the 82 Commonwealth Games, and they were protests, brother. Out of the protest down in the 10th MC in Cairns, we've got medical service, we've got legal service, we've got Black Fever.
Mm.
And out of this other one in 82, the protest there, we got, well, those protesters got rid of the Queensland Black Axe, brother, and that's with the axe that South Africa adopted, was based on apartheid system.
Yes.
So there is a reason to have a protest, eh, brother?
True, too, yes.
And I think when Uncle Guju, when he hosted the show, and I like what he said, and it must have been a little verbal protest, and I like what he said. He said, the colonizer's game, brother. I love it, brother.
Too deadly, eh?
Okay, colonizer's game.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Someone regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's coming to the time where Murray going to sign off your mob. I thank you very much for your company. And we're back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416, a voice for our people. I know a lot of listeners out there are tuned into this daily program, this daily Murray radio station. And I don't add to the conversation, but we know you're there and we thank you for being there. And for the people who do add to the conversation, we thank you as well. It is a team effort, so thank you very much, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And to all your mob at Yarrabah, good morning, like I said, once again. And we're going to finish off the song with Yarrabah is Paradise. And I think your mob agree, yeah? Living in the best place, well, they said it's a local call to heaven from there, Yarrabah, too deadly. All right, sign off your mob. Thank you very much. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Trinity Trev, too deadly.